The Republican presidential candidate, who spent the most time campaigning in Wyoming, has won the majority of that state's delegates to the national convention. Mitt Romney, after his second-place finish in the Iowa caucuses, gained 8 of Wyoming's 12 delegates. Republican state officials moved the caucus from March to January to try to attract national attention and make their caucus matter. Wyoming Public Radio's Bob Beck reports on whether their gambit worked.
The Wyoming caucus started early Saturday morning with people showing up to register and party officials greeting them, and representatives of the candidates supplying them with signs, T-shirts, and stickers. It also allowed for some last-minute questions.
Well, Dr. Paul believes basically in a strong national defense.
Right.
He believes that we should be able to secure our borders and then bring our troops home so that we can do more here locally.
Normally, Wyoming's county conventions are part of a process that gets ignored, not only nationally, but locally as well. Usually, the excitement is limited to those lucky few delegates who get to travel to the national conventions. But this year was different. An individual convention, Wyoming's version of caucuses, normally draws around 70 people. This time, it was closer to 250. Delegate Mike Mosher says people had been discussing this event for weeks. Even though only a handful of candidates campaigned in the state, Romney, Fred Thompson, Ron Paul, and Duncan Hunter, Mosher says the attention they got from the candidates was unprecedented.
There's one or two campaigns in particular where I've received something at least every other day. I could keep my house warm through the winter with the number of flyers if I put them in the fireplace.
While others were undecided, Elizabeth Schmidt knew exactly whom she would support.
I'm supporting Duncan Hunter because he is a conservative's conservative, and there aren't any running right now.
Only 5 of the candidates had people speak on their behalf. With debates going on in New Hampshire, none of the candidates were in Wyoming at all, but they sent emissaries. Duncan Hunter's wife, Lynn, showed up, as did Mitt Romney's son, Josh. In the end, Romney grabbed the most votes, and Josh Romney credited his father's knowledge of key Western issues.
We have a ranch out here. I have a ranch out here, so we spend a lot of time out here and have gotten to know a lot of wildlife issues and ranching issues that pertain particularly to the West. And my dad's also a guy that believes firmly in states' rights.
Republican State Caucus Coordinator Tom Sansonetti says Wyoming is small enough that people expect to meet the candidates, and they notice when people don't come to the state.
Those that show did well. Duncan Hunter did very well, and he was here, as I understand it, 3 times. Ron Paul did okay. Fred Thompson, who came to Casper, got the second most votes up there. So if you come, you do well. And so notice, by the way, how many votes Mike Huckabee got.
That would be 0. Both Huckabee and John McCain were totally shut out in Cheyenne and did not gain any delegates in the state. Neither did Rudy Giuliani. While some may poke fun at Wyoming's attempt to get some attention, Sansonetti maintains that it worked. Candidates campaigned in the state for the first time in years, and Sansonetti believes Wyoming will get even more respect and attention 4 years from now. For NPR News, I'm Bob Beck in Cheyenne.